Paul knew that unless the church leaders in Jerusalem were willing to change their ways, the people outside of Israel would not be able to receive the good news. As long as the Jewish Christians emphasized being Jewish more than being Christians, then the church would never be able to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth. But Paul was also aware that this would not be a smooth and easy transition. For thousands of years, salvation had belonged to the Jews. God gave his laws and commandments to the Jews. His prophets prophesied to the Jews. And let's not forget, Jesus and his disciples, they're Jewish too. So Paul then reminded them of God's grace. The Jewish and Gentile churches both received their redemption by belonging to Jesus. Since the old ways have failed them and their ancestors repeatedly, why not allow these new believers to succeed by following Jesus and Jesus alone? Why burden them with the yokes no one was able to carry? If the mission is to bring people to Jesus, then there's no need to convert them to Judaism first. It is the church's responsibility to make it easier for these new believers to come to Jesus by adjusting our expectations and ways. The Jerusalem leaders then allowed the Gentiles to become Christians without having to become Jewish first. And as a result, the church grew exponentially all around the world. I truly believe if we are willing to reconsider our ways, traditions, and methods, the same exponential growth can happen in our churches today. If we prioritize the people instead of our liturgies and sensibilities, many will come asking for what Jesus has to offer. So the question is this, are we willing to adjust as Jesus' disciples did in that Jerusalem council? Are we willing to change how we preach and teach in a more engaging and relatable way to the communities around us? Are we ready to consider a more modern approach to discipleship using online tools today? The truth of the good news is unchangeable from generation to generation, but every church must always be able to adjust its method of transmission according to the needs of the people it serves. If we are committed to being more adjustable, if we put God's people over our programs, then we will see a revival as we've never seen before in our lifetime. Peace.